Money Mondays with Melody Hobson, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Unlimited talk and text. And now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Melody is president of Arrow Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor to CBS News and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody Hobson.
Good morning, Tom Joyner.
Gas prices. I thought that when you have problems in the Middle East, the gas prices go up. And the gas prices are down, and they keep going down.
They are the lowest level they've been in 5 years.
Explain. Wow. How is that?
Okay. Four things are going on. The first thing is demand in China has fallen because the Chinese economy has slowed down. So they've been a big source of demand. On the supply side, there's the oil cartel that we all know that's called OPEC. Well, OPEC hasn't pulled its production back as fast as China's demand has dropped. So there's a bit of oversupply out there because of OPEC. The third thing, which many of us don't think about, the dollar, our U.S. dollar has gotten really strong versus other currencies. Oil and most commodities are priced in dollars. So when the dollar gets stronger, oil gets cheaper. And then lastly, in the winter, most states and cities switch to what's called a winter grade of oil. There's a summer grade, which has helps lower emissions because more people drive during the summer. In the winter, the actual blend that they use to mix the oil together for our cars, is cheaper. So those four things together have caused oil prices to fall 50 cents a gallon just since July.
Wow. And how long do you think this will last?
Well, see, that's the big question. I think that one of the things we'll probably see is the China story isn't going to change very quickly. We're probably going to see. Now, remember, the one thing I should say, I'm saying China is growing less slowly. It's still growing faster than everyone. It's just not this crazy red-hot growth that they had. It's just come
down.
They're
not broke. Okay.
No, not at all. They're still buying our debt.
Okay.
So China's growth has slowed, and that is expected to continue. Same with Europe. The thing that will probably change is OPEC will probably adjust their production. So they'll lower their production a little bit in order to firm up prices. And then last, they like oil prices to be around $100 a barrel. We're in the 80s right now, the low 80s.
It's a beautiful thing.
So through Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas holiday?
I think you'll probably see it stay fairly low around those periods.
How's it going to affect airline prices, because
they've already gone up.
Well, here's the thing about airline prices. They are not quick to change their prices because of what's going on with gas. You know, when gas got really expensive, they put fuel surcharges on tickets and things like that, and they don't take those off very quickly. So over the long term, you'll probably see a better deal with the airlines. I'm not sure you'll immediately see it by Thanksgiving.
Mm.
But overall, this will actually be really good for the economy because consumers in America are going to have more money in their pocket. It's expected over the next year the average driver will save about $300.
And what does that mean for the stock market? How the oil stocks?
Okay, so for the stock market, the one thing that oil stocks probably won't do as well because when oil prices get really expensive, they make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But for overall American businesses, they, too, will be saving money on oil and other commodities, so that should help their bottom line, just like American consumers.
Right. How you sleeping, Sib? How you sleeping?
I'm doing okay. You okay? Last week was a week before last, but I'm sleeping better.
Remember, stay long term.
I know. I am. I'm in it with you. I'm in and holding.
But right now, enjoy the low prices of gas
exactly,
at the pump.
Yeah.
We don't know how long.
Thanks, Melody.